Earlier, Jim Gashel talked about Washington Seminar. And yes, Illinois has a definite presence on the Hill. During the week of Washington Seminar, we have sent 9 members from our affiliate for the past several years. And so I have asked Robert Gartner, who is one of our members, as well as Christina Roberts, or Christina Kunkey, who was our parent representative this time, to come and talk about their Washington Seminar experience.
Okay, microphone, where are you? Good afternoon. Hey, this is Bob Gardner. I'm a Blind Incorporated graduate also, by coincidence. And I can add to what Cody said by going to Blind Incorporated. Yes, I found I could go to a bar by myself. So, but anyway, it's a great program. It really is. It turned my life around, really. Not only just the bar angle, but... But anyway, let's talk about Washington Seminar. First of all, let's start at the beginning. What is Washington Seminar? Once a year, at the end of January, the beginning of February, people from all 50 state affiliates of the NFB go to Washington, D.C. to lobby their congressmen, their representatives, and their senators about issues that are important to the NFB, issues and policies that the NFB wants to promote, not only to benefit perhaps our organization, but in general to better the life of us in the blind community. There's always 3 issues, and last year earlier this year, we talked about 3 issues. They're very quickly. They were, this is the Marrakesh Treaty. Sounds really cool. Sounds like a spy novel. But anyway, that has to do with the moving of accessible material across international boundaries and remove some of the barriers to that. We talked about the Teach Act, which wanted to standardized guidelines for accessible materials for students in college and higher education, so that all those universities and colleges and even high schools would be having material that's basically on the same wavelength. And then finally, we talked about the Time Act, which wants to remove a certain section from the Fair Labor Standard Act, which allows people like us to be legally paid less than the minimum wage. I don't know if you knew that, but there is a clause in the Fair Labor Standard Act that allows organizations, if they get approval, to pay any disabled worker less than the minimum wage. Not just blind, but all disabled people. We think it's unfair, and I'm sure we will continue to lobby for that. So, like Denise said, we, for some years, have sent 9 people from Illinois. We go back there. We have 19 representatives and 2 senators. So we, within 2 days, we have set up 21 appointments. We take the 9 people, break them into teams of 2 or 3, and we hit 21 offices in 2 days in 4 different buildings, 3 House of Representative buildings and a Senate building. And basically what we do, each team goes in, talks to the congressman or one of their staff, and presents those 3 issues. And we hope to get them to take those issues seriously and pass the appropriate legislation. Why would you want to go to Washington Seminar? Well, first of all, the overwhelming reason for going is, of course, to promote this kind of legislation. These issues will benefit not only you personally, the one going, but the blind community as a whole. I think also, for me, it's really brought down to me that our government is real. I mean, it's not something imaginary. You know, you sit here in Illinois and you think about the government in some sort of fantasy land of Washingtonia or something like that. And when you're sitting in an office and talking to a congressman on one of the House of Representatives buildings, say you're in the Cannon building, this is real. I mean, all of a sudden you realize this is real. These are real people. This is a real government. And it's really brought it home to me that, you know, that this is not something imaginary. This is not some name I hear on the radio or some talking head on TV. These are real people, and our government is real, and they're there to talk to you. How does one go to Washington Seminar? Okay, we have an application. It's on our NFB website. That is nfbofillinois.org. That's NFB of Illinois, no spaces, and of course, www at the beginning. Say that again. They say what? Say it three times. www.nfbofillinois.org, and you'll find that application. 9 people are selected. Not necessarily everybody that applies goes. For financial reasons, we send 9. Also, the NFB of Illinois likes to have a good mix. We know we'd like to have young, we'd like to have some old, some women, some men. We want people from Chicago, people from downstate. You want a good mix. If you're interested, go to that website. The applications have to be in by December 1st. And the powers that be in the NFB of Illinois maintain that December 1st deadline to the letter of the law. You can't decide the morning afterwards, I think I'll send that in and they won't really care. It doesn't work that way, folks, believe me. Patty Chang is probably laughing, I think. That's her laughing. Patty Chang is laughing. So anyway, next I would like to introduce Christina Roberts. She was part of our team earlier this year. She is a parent of a blind child, and she was a great member of the team. So I'll let her talk about her thoughts and her experiences.
Hello. So a little bit about me. I have 4 children. My oldest, Christopher, has been blind since birth and has autistic tendencies and related behavioral issues. I've been involved with the NFB for about 3 years now. Christopher was, he went to the first Bell Camp. He's gone to Bell Camp since, but he went to the first one and they asked him to speak, and the NFB invited, they invited him to speak, they invited the whole family, and ever since, here I've been. So last year, I received a phone call asking if I would be willing to participate in Washington Seminar. My first thoughts were, attend a convention, learn more things. That's awesome. My second thought was to sleep in a bed all by myself with no children and no dogs. Double bonus. Sounded great. I had no idea what I was in for.
Yeah.
So a few emails went back and forth, and the Illinois team had a kickoff call, at which time I began to panic. I felt completely unprepared. Prior to that, I hadn't previously concerned myself with getting to know my congressman because I didn't think there were any issues that concerned me on the table. I had emailed my congressman sometime in the past, at least once, about something. I can't tell you what it was, but at the time, I didn't know who he was, and And then I come to find out on the call, wait, what? There is legislation that affects my child that I had no idea about. There's all these little things that are happening over there in Congress that I wasn't paying attention to. So it was time to start studying. I followed the links that the NFB provided, but I still felt a little bit lost. I Googled the items. You know, Google's a wonderful thing. Can find anything out there. And thankfully, I found some firsthand accounts of how the issues affected individuals and was able to relate them to myself, and I was ready to prepare my speeches. The harder I tried to write, though, the more I found there were so many questions that I still had. In fact, I was at the airport awaiting my flight to Washington, D.C., and still worried that I was going to crash and burn on my first meeting. When I arrived in D.C., I met up with my roommate, Jennifer. Jennifer is from South Carolina. She has two sons with progressive vision loss. And she's a veteran of Washington Seminar. Made me feel a little bit better. In our first hours getting to know each other, I expressed my concern of how completely unprepared I felt. And she tried to put me at ease and held my hand as we started off to our first parent seminar. The parent seminar was educational and inspiring. I was able to meet and ask questions of NFB members in order to better prepare for my upcoming meetings with congressmen. I think Anil was one of them that was speaking at the parent seminar. But more importantly, I was able to meet parents who are pioneers for equality in their states. For example, there were two women who fought against their state for the lack of services provided. They actually had to leave the parent seminar in Washington, D.C., as legislation was being voted on at their state level, which I believe passed while we were there. These two women did not yet have an NFB parents group in their state, and I'm not sure yet if they've officially affiliated, but these two women are now the founding members of their state's parents chapter. This is just one story of the inspiring people I met. All of the parents were inspiring in what they are doing within their states, most with very little local support. As some of you know, I am blessed with the services Christopher has received from the Naperville School District for the last 3 years. We receive unlimited support from the teams that work with Christopher. This includes everyone from quite literally the janitor to the principal, the retired husband of another teacher, to the band director. I often feel guilty because my son is blessed with all this support. My son uses an iPad, an iPod, refreshable braille display, etc., while another Illinois NFB mom had to fight to have a braille bathroom sign installed in her child's school. The more parents I meet, either at seminars or on our Facebook group, the more I feel that us parents have no idea what services are needed for our children, much less how to receive them. Compound that with a caseworker or a TVI or a district that is understaffed and underfunded, or even worse, undereducated. The NFB has brought us together to help each other through this journey. Prior to going to Washington Seminar, I thought the most I could do is share with the other parents exactly what services my son receives and urge them to push their school districts to provide their children the same. But at the Washington Seminar, I had a voice to speak for our children's futures. In my first few meetings, I did my best to give a short personal description of my family and why I was there. Then I would lay out the facts as I had memorized them. As the days progressed, my team members and I altered our conversations with the congressman to include things we learned from each other. I was definitely feeling comfortable with the issues. The meetings with the congressman were becoming a bit routine until my last meeting. We were talking with a particularly condescending congressman regarding H.R. 188, the Time Act. Yeah. Annette had taken the lead during this meeting, and the congressman clearly didn't agree with us. At one point, in order to defend his position, he was using the example of a group of quote-unquote disabled people who dismantle hard drives. At this point, the details of this conversation become a bit sketchy to me. This was now a personal attack on my child. I chimed in with, "I'm sorry, but I work for a leading investment firm. We pay our IT employees full salary to dismantle hard drives. Are you telling me that even though my child has the ability to dismantle the hard drives, he doesn't deserve to be paid the same because he is disabled?" At which point I believe he stuttered over his words. I walked out of that room furious. In that moment, I understood what this was all for. This is what I learned from the Washington Seminar itself. Now let me tell you what I learned from the people I had the opportunity to spend that week with. As any parents know, we do our best to teach our children how to function. Being a parent of sighted children, there is a lot I take for granted. Without being formally taught, children learn how to pour their own cup of water, press the buttons in the elevator, that's always fun, or find the pool at a hotel. Spending the week in a hotel full of Federationists taught me how to be a better parent to Christopher. My new friends from Illinois affiliate were quick to let me know when I was being too helpful. I was able to discuss openly with them how to know when to help and when to be patient. I learned that it was okay to let Christopher bump into someone. It happens. At dinner, I learned to ask the waiter to read the menu aloud if a braille menu is unavailable. I learned to listen for the dings of the elevator to tell if it was going up or down. I learned while riding the elevator, Christopher can tell what floor he is on by counting the dings, and if he loses count, there's usually a floor placard to feel when the door opens. I learned that Federationists from any state are a great educational resource for both myself and Christopher. They are willing to help me guide Christopher as he learns how to navigate his world. They are my friends. Thank you.
Actually, fellow Federationists, we really need to thank Christina once again, because Invesco Corp, as I mentioned earlier, they donated $5,000 to bring families to this convention and to help us with the expenses of putting on a convention. They generously donated the water bottles that you received at the time you registered. They gave us door prizes, and they didn't really ask very much, if anything at all, from us. So really, Christina, thank you so much for everything that you did to help us.